Hello to my people. How are you doing this Ogbongalicious Wednesday? And welcome back to our FRFMM podcast. Talking about football, Mede podcast. This first one for the year 2024. And welcome. Happy New Year. Yes, so and of course, we start off the year with very, very interesting one. And the one will consign us. That's if we don't talk our own. Who else could talk about? And talking about the Super Eagles. And of course, as we count down to AFCON 2023 for Inside Ivory Coast. And also now 2024 we did, but that AFCON supposed to happen last year, but then now this year go con shele. As far as they consign the Super Eagles of Nigeria been play against Guinea just 2 days ago, and we see how that one take end 2-0. Which kind signal Nanyuku Pasero they give us so?
Jupiter, happy new year. First of all, make a greet.
Same to you.
And
same
this too. And this one where they, I hope, see 2024, you don't be changed person. they say I play game with that. We both call them friendly. We play with Guinea and we lose 2-0. Nwabali never keep for a long time. The last time where that goalkeeper keep now 2021 when they play against Mexico, and first time with that. So it take him another 3 years before he come back to Super Eagles squad again and he collects to conduct against Guinea. I feel say personally, my opinion, be say he good as the Eagle lose. Because you go better saying we lose for play game, call the win for rematch. Call the win for the real match for the
time we talk.
Yes, now. Yes, now. If you not lose, if you not lose, if you for life,
from waiting Emmanuel
now,
Tom
play game. Now,
he said now play game.
So as we lose
under
now, we don't know
demand, then they call Jose Pesero. Nigeria no do too well. Both for friendly games, even for qualify, everything are struggle.
Even for knocking game, we don't do too well.
But then, waiting be our chances under Jose Pasero.
Our chances are very low. Honestly, statistics don't lie. Statistics don't lie. Our chances are very, very low. Especially when you consider see some countries there ahead of us. Senegal, Egypt, Morocco, even Algeria, even Ghana. Even Ghana. The only advantage you get for this nation's cup. Now say the current African best player, now Victor Osimhen. And maybe if he inspired the rest of the boys, say, okay, as the best player in Africa, now Nigerian, can Nigeria be the best country in Africa? That's a key inspiration. Because I see when the players and the coaches behind the same staff welcome Victor Osimhen, that you need to use at the end of the year. But on the pitch, you know today. You know today, the coach talk once away bust my brain. Talk say him start new tactics against Guinea. So now since that, now he wants that new tactics. Now you want that new tactics.
But I'm mistaken for the goalkeeper now. That tactics work
in how many games? No one play.
Nana, I won't expect.
It's too early.
That tactics. If you watch how they play, that tactics work. My mistake from the goalkeeper.
Emmanuel, since June.
Nana, I want that tactics. At the PTM.
As far as they consign, for inside this matter, we consign the Super Eagles. Since June of last year, they don't do like, I think, 4 wins and 6 losses. Like, say that one never do. Because I they check this man track record now. Now, they don't do winless in 3 of their games.
Of their play games.
Of their last 5 games. Yes, just 1 victory. And you say, this track record, they inspire confidence for this Eagles way enter inside Ivory Coast as we talk. So
they say something where you go good at the end. They always start on the bad.
Can use less parable with this.
You understand? So I believe, say, my mind if they deceive me. Now, the first time when Super Eagles win Nations Cup 1980,
Long time ago.
That's a long time ago for Lagos here. With Emmanuel Okala, Mathematica, Shego Degbami, and the rest. They no get better record like that. But see, they host the Nations Cup. They host can win.
Right, shouldn't now, we be worried about this man track record?
No, be the man go play. See, we don't agree, say the man will be better coach for Super Eagles. But the good thing is, see, we get young players where they committed to do the job for Nigerian. And are they very, very believe. I get this belief, see. When they go Cote d'Ivoire, we'll come back with something. We'll go come back with at least we'll go enter semi-final.
You just talk about say we'll go come back with something. Now, still on top of that game against Guinea, one key member of the team where, because I see Daniel Amokachi Instagram story handle where he been talk something, say, Victor, when he been posting Don Wood, he say Victor say then been they count on him. As one of those we go ginger Nigeria swagger for inside Ivory Coast. Now you don't get wound job.
2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
6 weeks.
Now they can't carry Terrence Murphy, take replace him. Terrence Murphy no go even there for the first game because OGC Nice will be in club side and the NFF don't reach agreement. Say because of the late invites where them be give him, he go at least play at least one or two matches for them before he go show for inside Ivory Coast. Share this one no go be too much burden on top Osimhen, especially as Kelechi no dey 100%.
Burden? fuck shit. See, burden, pressure, no cement body language. If you put pressure on that boy, he deliver. My problem with Osimhen no be about the burden. Now, about say the team go play as Victor Osimhen. If we get 10 Victor Osimhen, sorry, what do you mean 10? 7. Fuck 7. If we get 5 Victor Osimhen, join Victor Osimhen for the Super Eagles. Players, what they play like, say they're the thief. Players, what they play like, say if they don't win today, then go by, Nigeria go win AFCON.
I don't like that. I'm not going to join you. Sorry. Play like, say the thief.
Apologies.
Play like, say.
They set Ghana for road.
Like, say Nigerians. Nigerian life depends on, say, you win this match.
If the Super Eagles get players like Osimhen, you don't tell Osimhen players really dedicated, loyal to the country. Osimhen tell me something one time, say, eh, so the only person when you go stop her from going to AFCON, say na God. And it will say God is the greatest. Anything we're into, it's always they call God. So I know they fear at all. In go day injury free. In go lead Nigeria. No pressure on the rest. But they need to step up to his level. If they still
but then how body face absence go take affect the Eagles?
It will affect the Eagles very well because this is not player, you see, they make an official appearance for the Super Eagles for global tournament for the first time since starting football career. And the fact say the guy is John inside. This is now one of the best players for Bundesliga from August to December. They win Player of the Month. This, for if you check Bundesliga track record, they play 18 games before December. They draw late to win 16. Very, very good record. I need a very vital to the squad. So you go saying get a first appearance to appear for Nigeria, and now Wunjuri don't call him. Wunjuri be like circumstances where he they face player, then they plan to get him. No beauty that they plan. Inside in body, he they pin him, so you know, go they part of the Super Bowl squad. But it's the get opportunities in Next Nations Cup. That time you go down the match, I need to prepare go. You understand?
Sexy. All right. That's my opinion upon matter. This thing affects me. Sexy, I'm sad. I'm beyond sad. I'm beyond.
What
is beyond? Beyond. That word English. That word.
You know, sir, you know your English beyond. Before.
Beyond.
Now.
I'm beyond. 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 B-E-M-O-A-N. No. Beyond.
Speak pidgin.
It's pidgin. I'm bemoaned.
What's it be?
Bemoaned. E-D. Add E-D to the B-E-M-O-A-N.
Because moan now, when you moan.
Yeah, there's an English word called bemoan. You know, oh, lodo. So,
I know there's an English word, but that's not what it means.
Anything we call it, Monday there, Monday BE. Like, are they very, very sad? Because that post we post for Twitter, it touched me. 7 days for under 20 World Cup, India injured, he no play under 20 World Cup. And now 6 days before Nations Cup, India out injured. But if that one of the players too, we won't carry the country for his head. It affects me. It makes me this sad. But, like one wise man talk, everything always happen for a reason. And Boniface give us that flexibility, give us that dynamism. So that's how they use English. Because he's a top nine, but easily if you play from the wings, easily if you play behind the striker. Now only Boniface will come out that load when you go down to Victor Osimhen's head. Now only him if you come out that load. And him and Victor and they, I can tell you for a fact, they're very close. Him that player will say, in they look up to, in love Victor Osimhen. Bye. So that load, we need person, we go feel the move him.
Terrence Murphy. Terrence Murphy.
Come on. Come on, day. I like Terrence Murphy. Good player. Left footer. But what did Terrence Murphy they bring? What did he naturally bring? They play the same kind of way. He be go scorer, but we need players who are very different. That's why my eyes when they gift Orban. I don't know why. Orban, because Orban a short man. Orban, they play like Obafemi Martins. Very short, very fast, and also very, very strong. So when they play, you get Osimhen with tall. Give us a short man. We don't need a technical player because we get them up front. Lookman, Chukwueze, Ian Acho, they are the same kind of players. We need somebody to go give us different. Umar Sadiq, we can't even count on him because it's a Memphis, not going to play in the first place. So give up and I in my mind. So now this guy ain't going to invite.
Sadiq Umar annoying.
This guy ain't going to invite. This guy ain't going to invite. But I have nothing against Tede Murphy. Mm. Absolutely nothing against Tede Murphy. If he can be our expert or that team, because he's very, very technical. But I would like to be gift Oban.
One last one before I bring another young come. The man that they call Al Hassan. First time we go play under this man, we be say that they call Pesero.
You don't know Al Hassan.
First time we go play, this go be in First Nations Cup. What do you feel, say, be the rationale? Would they behind Pesero thinking we may can decide to stretch hand when it did be wound, go bring this pros?
Who be Al Hassan?
Alasan and Nigeria.
Where did they play?
What did they do?
I go to the your part. Where did they play?
What did they worry? Why? Okay, why not Aziz?
Where Alasan they play?
Why not Aziz? Kukma Asan, take the question.
First time where you go, grip, I know the player.
Take the question. See, you see this year, there's no grip for anybody. I don't follow them. I know they follow them. He be Jersey now. Like stupid Jersey.
I senior you. Like Alasan. You don't know Alasan.
Stupid Jersey.
You don't know the player. I'm not doing business to do research.
I think it is. We'll hear you.
You were not.
Alasan. Now, fantastic with Twitter. They play Royal Antwerp.
Yes, for Belgium.
For Belgium. Coached by Van Bommel, led by Abdoure, Dama Ople Obeleva for Tottenham Hotspur. I'm a football encyclopedia. He play with me, play with hell. I know this work. And they do this after I come podcast. And you send out something. You know who do research. You know who. Alasan said, I'll work by the coin they could do for you. Olodo. But Alasan, if you watch the boy play, now only those where they watch football without that boy. If you watch that boy play, now one of the best midfielders in Belgium. One of the best in Belgium.
Now, Lava.
I even hear say, you give, yes. When you talk about assists,
bro, it's between him and Omar Kali. But Omar Kali, they play for the second division in Spain. You get, so I think it's hard for the coach, especially when you did.
But to invite a player we never play with before.
Now, the hunger now, Chovita. The first time.
You talk about the hunger. Now, Moku go goalkeeping department.
Oh, that one.
Goalkeeping department. Francis Uzoho. We don't see how market with him. Mwabili, what we never hear of before
until Naiku
Jose Pesero. Enter Cheaper United, go bring and call. Chop 2 against Guinea-Bissau. That guy, out of 15 games, he keeps 7 clean sheets. Can't concede 14 goals. Yes, in 4 days, this man concludes, say, now the man will go full and enter AFCON be that. Now, between Uzoho, Mwabili, and Olorunleke Ojo, who you feel, say, they're supposed to put in between the sticks for Nigeria?
Francis Ozo. I talk I'm here before.
So, the Mwabili no inspire confidence again.
You go give somebody, go hand over your number one shirt to where get confident and the kind of stage where the person is.
For a man, wait then watch for just 4 days, give and call up.
I day here last year, I tell Una, say, I don't see a Nigerian goalkeeper who they play professional football league for Nigeria. He don't play before for MFM. He did Doma United. Don't know the private own team for Nigerian Premier League. He keep 9 consecutive games without conceding a goal. He played over 814 minutes of footballing action. You know, concede goal. The scout of super national team no look inside. So the three what we get now, they say as monkey hand, then they take over eye. If you don't pick, if you get monkey hand, go look for bushy hand, they cover your face. Wow. You understand? Wow, that's on life day.
Awesome. That was good.
You understand? So now you don't get 3 goalkeepers. Francis Ozoho, not being kept for us for the last Nations Cup. Namaduko Okoye. Now, what we don't say, after the World Cup in Russia, 2018, now the first time they go tell us, go, it go be number one be this. And for the 3 goalkeepers, you go agree with me what we get right now. Now, be the only goalkeeper, he get experience, and he don't see the biggest stage in terms of football. So, if there's anybody who go do the magic, and he know at the back of his mind, so I seen they go to this Nations Cup, a lot of Nigerians and even media practitioners, they look and say, okay, will they wait right, will fall our hand. So, it go give opportunity. Most times, now, when you criticize somebody most, they bring out in bed, say, oh, now they wait, now this go fall now. If anybody go disappoint, you know, go be my department. I did very, very believe, see, I get that confidence. Francis Ozoho, now he go be number one. And he go do Nigerian proud. And he go put a lot of people to shame. Especially this one with this stupid Gen Z.
Talking about Francis Ozoho, if they make it look like it's not the first time when they go AFCON. The last time he go AFCON, what did he do? Now, the South Africans will make us not go World Cup.
Not be late that mistake.
One of the key mistakes.
Not be late that mistake.
But
for
it cost us.
One of the key mistakes. It cost us now. I'm not the one.
And also,
when I go Ghana, when I win.
Towards this Nations Cup World Cup qualifier. Who's all done a big
0-0. It could not concede goal.
So what seem be that thing? What they don't do? Explain to us. We go make sure say who's on. See, I know say see. Footballers are meant to make mistakes. Mm. A part of the game. Make mistakes on the feet. Fix it on the pitch. But if the mistake don't they consistent, that means something is wrong. Pesero, they do and like that, say, I believe in Uzor. Nobody don't believe in Uzor. We don't, not be saying we don't believe in Uzor. But if one man cannot do the job, that is why you have a team. Let somebody else do it.
But you don't believe in Uzor.
The problem with Nwabali be say, I don't know him. But they're saying good. They're right.
No, I know him.
Pesero talk say, nah,
yeah, I know him.
Say, nah, he don't go for a football watch. But know.
Cheaper United.
You know, keep for Super Eagles before against Mexico.
From everything.
That was friendly. Home base.
From, yes, now.
From everything.
No, he play against Mexico. Friendly.
From everything we do on table right now. It don't be your Calabar. Well. I hope and I pray we will all do well because I don't make the country win. I don't make Benson fail because I won't make it. I won't criticize him. It was all do well for that. I will be the first one to call me and turn apology to him.
Hmm.
I'm too honest.
All right. Make we also look at the fact, say, 11 past winners of the AFCON. Very strong AFCON in this AFCON, be whether we like them or not. Bro, we get the likes of Egypt, we get Tunisia, we get Algeria, we get Morocco, we get Nigeria, we get Senegal, we get Zambia, we don't win them before. We get DR Congo. Ghana, Cameroon,
Ghana don't even win
them up, plenty. Nigeria. Even Ivory Coast, we don't win them twice. 1992 and 2015.
Mm.
Now, all these people come AFCON this particular year.
Mm.
Shay, this one will be the most contested AFCON ever.
Yeah. Because if you talk about the host Cote d'Ivoire 2013 finals, where Nigerian play against them for the semi-final stage, that bitter experience still day. Because at that time they get some crop of players. At that time you see. They be listening at their final bus stop, the likes of Yaya Toure, the likes of Solomon Kalou, Didier Drogba. At that time, and our Super Eagles, that time, people don't even look them, say they go win the tournament that year, 2013, with the likes of Victor Moses, and which has been in Sunday Umba, where they play for Rangers that time. Home-based player, and that's called the final goal on that day. We'll play finals. I guess...
All of us watch him now. Abibo, go to the point.
Now, that pain, that revenge day, now they host them. And already, some people criticize the host nation, said they don't look prepared to host the Nations Cup. First of all, they get one factor where they kick against them.
Mm.
And now they come like a revenge. We can't do the same group. You understand?
Mm.
Will they come against them? Like, we need to prove everything right. And with the place Super Eagles, we need to mess them up, top the table if possible,
thank
and qualify. So plenty things they where they play for this tournament, pride and revenge.
If you put revenge, not just in football, in life you fail.
That
you know why? Too. You know why? Revenge.
Do me or do you?
Revenge. They always involve emotions, and emotions are one of the key reasons why people fail. The biggest managers, the biggest companies, when they make a decision upstairs, they don't involve emotions. Emotional when they in love. Go and do emotion in love.
Nice.
Once you want to lead.
I'm in love with you.
Once you want to win, drop the... I'm not saying okay emotion.
Mm.
But don't make you make decision. So revenge, nah. If they come with revenge, we go beat them like mumu. Because I see the events on the pitch, me are they happy, and I go win you. So I believe, say, they have a good team. They get fantastic team, oh.
Yeah.
Also get young boys who they play ball. They get good team, underrated players that are actually very, very good. They are golden age. Yeah, Toure, Kolo Toure, they drop around goal. And now the young boys are kind of stepping up. And they can talk. Then they play for house. Fans are like the 12th men.
Exactly.
Where fans stay. I know African fans are different compared to like foreign fans.
True.
African fans are more aggressive.
Yeah, they are.
And they are bullies. Super Eagles, they don't care about it. Super Eagles might be bullied in the sense of, say, they are boss, they are hotels, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But I believe we are black men. Not really black man want a black man. We don't they used to that. Black man don't pick up black man say your skin is too black. Let me say all of us get. So I believe in my Super Eagles. We are good. I believe we'll do anything good for the world. I believe we'll get chance to do something good for the Nations Cup. Win, I don't know, but we'll do something.
All right, make we take a look at the groups and of course make we find out which two feet qualify from that particular group where we get group A. We get the host nation the host nation Ivory Coast. Get Guinea-Bissau, get Nigeria, and of course we get Equatorial Guinea. We get Group B, we get Egypt, Ghana, Cape Verde, Mozambique. Group C gets Senegal, Cameroon, Guinea, the Gambia. Group D gets Algeria, Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Angola. Group E gets Tunisia, Mali, South Africa, and Namibia. Then Group F, Congo, Morocco, DR, Congo, Zambia, Tanzania. I even forget mention that time, South Africa self don't win them before. Only once, 1996. Win them. Exactly.
And the host time that year.
And that year, Nigeria, no go Nations Cup. We'll all right, let's start with Group A.
Cote d'Ivoire.
I go very biased, obviously, Nigeria. And Cote d'Ivoire. But no wonder Guinea-Bissau and Equatorial Guinea. They be Guinea foul, they be on chop off. So no, I them, but I'll go obvious. Take my country and Ivory Coast, obvious.
All right, I could go Group B. We get Egypt, Ghana, Cape Verde, Mozambique.
I'll go carry Egypt and Ghana to qualify from
I get one big surprise.
Mozambique.
Say Cape Verde. Mozambique good, they play football, Cape Verde. Ghana no qualify. Egypt, Cape Verde. Yeah, when I go down, we say Abi, Sosara.
Keep quiet.
Cape Verde. Yes.
Senegal could qualify from this group. Group C. Senegal and Cameroon, AFCON and their competition.
No, underrated Guinea.
No, AFCON.
And Gambia.
Oh, boy.
Gambia.
Is it Cameroon? Cameroon. Go watch
the level
Cameroon
of football
games.
Now for the Gambia, especially for age grade. And they're gradually transiting them from that stage to another stage.
Senegal look more brutal. They be the defending champions. You understand? So, even if they're not going to win, they will qualify from this group.
Sexy, I get feeling.
So,
say,
Senegal, Cameroon.
I get feeling. So, we'll see the magic of the AFCON this year. Senegal and Gambia will qualify for this group.
Senegal and Gambia.
Gambia.
Senegal, Cameroon.
All right, we could go Group D. Algeria, Burkina Faso, Mauritania,
you know better
Angola.
For Angola.
Algeria and Angola.
I don't want to forgive them, but that's what they do us.
Algeria, for this group, Algeria and Angola.
I don't care the rest. Angola
no
don't
chance
qualify.
For Burkina Faso?
No.
Serious?
You know some people now.
Algeria
Angola. Burkina Faso, but I will play ball.
Algeria and Angola.
Yeah, no, some people. No worry.
Okay, we could go Group E. We get Tunisia, Mali, South Africa, Namibia.
Mali, South Africa go qualify. Mali, South Africa qualify from the group.
I think Tunisia and Mali. I don't like South Africa. But then Jabo.
No, you like Nabi where they qualify. Reality. Mali, South Africa. You don't get it. That's okay. What I see. That's what I see this stupid Gen Z.
Okay, Group F.
Morocco, Tanzania.
Morocco, Zambia.
Morocco, Tanzania.
No, look at respect to Congo.
Ever since Zambia win that cup for 2012, they don't use that come down. And that their coach, we can also come out that period.
That young man, I think
Tanzania. When I don't see Tanzania play, but recently,
you know Tanzania. We'll come and play with Tanzania. Give 10k.
And Tanzanian league is actually doing
game
well.
Where we, the streamer falls.
I do no game with you.
Tanzania league is doing well.
Even very very well.
I do no game.
All right, we don't look at Group A, B, C, D, E, F. But then, as far as they concern, which three teams would they expect, say, go at least win them this time around?
Morocco number one, Nigeria, and then Egypt, for me.
Nigeria.
Why you they overlook Senegal?
Senegal are defending champions. The best they can do in Group C, now for them to qualify, but they know if you go, come win the Nations Cup back-to-back. But Morocco, Egypt, Nigeria, watch out for these three countries, and I'll give you reasons why I picked them. If you ask me. And I give you.
Give me a reason why you picked them.
Now, the reason where I pick Morocco first, the last 3 years in Africa, Morocco don't get one of the best developing football from all sectors, even their female national team under 17. So they get program. You understand? We see their exploits for World Cup.
Exactly.
We see where they reach semi-final. And I just small mistake they've ever entered final. Then I'm going to say they ready well. They get nice squad. They ready for this. Most of their players, they play their league, Moroccan league, and they did dedicate to their national team. So I will say Morocco first. For Egypt, they don't see almost the Nations Cup. They don't see finals. They don't see semifinals in the last two editions. It pained them to see they lost narrowly. You understand? It faced them. So now they come aggressively. And Mosala Gonlik, I did at my final pick. So it inspired the team.
And the last time that Senegal
scored. Yeah, they're friendly. A few days ago against Tanzania, where they went 2-0. I see what the guy do. I see the motivation. And then the last time when Nigeria win the Nations Cup, now 2013, this guy never knew. You see the eating
mama. What make you feel, say Nigeria go? We can, because they never give us anything. Yes. Make us
now
feel
they
tell, like
now,
say
now. Not Nigeria now. Why I say Nigeria now? Say, we get squad, no get good coach. We get squad.
Why come out there our own?
Because we don't get good coach. So we get squad where they get individual talent and they're ready to inspire themselves.
But this
themselves.
Is a team game.
My team game, yeah. They say, no, I say they
can
get...
Can individual talent win us the...
Yeah, they feel come together.
They can't. That's why it's a team.
they feel come together as a team, the individual talent. They don't go listen to what they go say, you go play. You understand? Like the likes of Victor Osimhen, Francis Ozoho, you understand? And Samuel Chukwueze, the rest. They can come together and say, Nigerians are waiting for us.
All right, make a ask you.
That's my petition now.
It's okay, make a ask
in a Mumu country, you go pick country based on emotions, you know, like
the watch. Ivory Coast.
You like Nigeria
and Egypt. Two of those countries, one of them going.
Wouldn't be your reason.
Why pick Egypt?
So Nigeria, because Nigeria is my country. Ivory Coast.
That's emotion.
Very emotional. Very biased. Agree. I totally agree with you. Côte d'Ivoire. Would they sleep on Côte d'Ivoire? I don't know their team list and get fantastic team.
They do.
Egypt. Salah is 31 years. This is time for him to win it. He was close.
I like think Mane, this should be the last chance for him.
Like Mane, they close to the last Nations Cup. The last one. He lose the finals. Come back, win the next one. Same thing with Salah. Salah go reach final. Salah will give, like, I think he never did serious so much. But and he's the captain right now of the team. Baba is the leader of the team. I know when Egyptians want to win, they win. So I believe, say,
is there ginger like Messi for Argentina?
Côte d'Ivoire, so, Morocco, Nigeria, or Egypt? Morocco, they get good young team. They still get, they are still building. Their market will be in the next 4-3 years, but not now.
All right. Make I ask you, as a Nigerian, what be your expectation for this AFCON?
Well, sincerely speaking, I need to expect the Super Eagles. See, they must win. You understand?
So anything where you see, you collect.
But at least, nobody anything I see. Oh, okay. But at least, they must give me semi-final ticket. I don't be anything. Yeah, I'm the most expensive. It's not be anything, man. I'm number 13 in the world. Most
physically,
expensive.
For Nigeria, Jabba or group stage. Spiritually, win.
But then, you feel say, last, you feel say pressure day on the team.
No pressure on football. Are you kidding me? And pressure is more right now because the presidency announced they don't sort out all they don't pay them well. All the whole year they for the last 15 months. The wahala will be say imagine when we put Nigeria inside for 15 months. You they owe 12 billion. Not only Super Eagles, so the other they owe everybody. So that one are key inspiration. Say, okay, at least this ministry or this new setup, they take us serious. So pressure is part of football. You they represent your country for the biggest competition in Africa. If you as a footballer, would you play in front of 60,000, 50,000 fans? You don't believe in pressure. Then don't go. Then go home and sleep.
All right, my people. Now down here, now so today edition take go the first one for the year 2024. Talking about football, Mede podcast. You say fish shook mad put for matter because our own them own na their own. If we not talk about our own, nobody else go talk about them. Now here we go to pause until next time we will go jam again. My name is Jovita AK. Thank you from Emmanuel. Thank you to Emmanuel and of course to Onokala Onyebuchi. Go
boy.
Come our way again. Don't forget to subscribe. Yes, to our YouTube channel now, Football Republic NG. Make you go subscribe and of course leave your comments. We won't know what you think because the Super Eagles will surely go conquer for inside Ivory Coast. Obiari J.
Oh, no. Nah.